Morning, we're revisiting some of the events of February 9, the day in 1964 when the Beatles appeared on the Ed Sullivan Show for the first time. 45% of people who owned a TV tuned in over three consecutive Sunday nights.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles! I wanna
hold your hand. And in 1997, The Simpsons went past The Flintstones to take the title as the longest-running animated cartoon series.
Simpson, Homer Simpson, he's the greatest guy in history. From the town of Springfield, he's about to hit a chestnut tree.
Carole King celebrates her 76th birthday today and celebrates the start of the stage show about her life, starting in Australia.
At the Hard Rock Cafe. Come to the Hard Rock Cafe.
Actor Joe Pesci is 75. He was in a couple of the Lethal Weapon movies, Home Alone, and made a pretty big impact in Goodfellas, but really stood out in My Cousin Vinny.
Yeah, two youths.
What is a ute?
Excuse me, Your Honor. Two youths.
Journalist, TV and radio presenter, now Senator Darren Hinch, is 74.
A normal man in a private conversation would not talk about this.
Charles Shaughnessy is 63. The English actor was on Days of Our Lives before becoming Maxwell Sheffield on The Nanny.
I told you I loved you, but then I took it back!
You shouted the wrong part.
And one of Australia's greatest ever fast bowlers, Glenn McGrath, turns 48.
Oh, he's got him. McGrath's got two and two balls. That's a beauty.
Finally, it's the anniversary of the death of the father of rock and roll. Bill Haley died on this day in 1981, age 55.
We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight.
There's some of the things we're remembering on February 9.